Business Half Hour on Classic FM 97.3 with Ugo Joy. Thought he wouldn't make it today, but good to see him.
Yes.
How are you? Good morning.
How are you, Bukola?
I'm fine, thank you.
How was your weekend?
It was good.
All right. Good morning, Lagos. Welcome to Business Half Hour. Of course, I'm Ugo Joy. Every Monday, 8 a.m., Niametrics brings you at least wonderful entrepreneurs on this show to come and at least tell us a little bit about their business and how they gotten to where they currently are. If you're listening from anywhere, you can listen to the show, of course, 97.3, or if you're anywhere around the world, you can use some of these apps. I think they have TuneIn radio apps that you can use online in case you don't want to, maybe listen to it, or you want to listen to it on your phone, your mobile phone, maybe your iPhone. And you can always use TuneIn. You can even download it as well on some of these apps. And of course, if you miss the show, you can always check out tomorrow on Niametrics website. There'll be a podcast version of this show for you to listen to. So, Bukola, we have a special guest today.
All right. So, we would love to meet him.
Yes. We're talking just a little bit, just for a few minutes outside, just before we came in, and he was giving me a few ideas already. In fact, I'm already running on some. Like, wow, you mean this is possible? So I'm very sure our listeners are good. Like, if you're out there, just carry your pen and paper and come and start learning stuff.
It's quite interesting for you to say that, because everybody's like, Ugo, just give us everything.
I'm sapping right now. All right. I'm the one sapping now. All right, Lagos. So as usual, we'd always let our guests introduce themselves. So can we get to know you?
Yes, sir. My name is John Obidi, and I am an online business coach. I am also the founder of Head Start Africa Community, formerly known as Smart B Camp. So we just changed the name recently. And it's one of the largest communities of Nigerian entrepreneurs. On there, we answer questions on life and business, and we coach Nigerian entrepreneurs on how to get started and how to succeed in life, career, and business. Most notably is our weekly podcast, where we bring on captains of industry to come and share about their expertise and provide free mentorship for Nigerian entrepreneurs.
Interesting. So when you say Smart B Camp, initially I thought it was boot camp, because we had someone here a few weeks ago who was doing the boot camp, but you said no, it's Smart Business Camp. So it's B Camp, right?
Yes, it was a spin-off of our first podcast, which was the Smart Business Teleseminars. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't from any smart idea. I was just looking for free names. I was like, Smart Business Camp was so long. I was like, okay, Smart B Camp. Smart Camp was taken. Mm-hmm. So I already started Smart B Camp, and that's why. So people think it's boot camp a lot, but it's actually business.
All right. So before we get into Smart B Camp, let's start with, you personally. So what's your background, and how did you get here?
Okay, so I'm a trained computer scientist. I studied computer science at Benson Idahosa University. And I majored in computer programming. After school, I was doing computer programming and web design. And then I accidentally caught the passion for online marketing.
Accidentally,
and,
that.
It was an accidental passion, really. But when I got nominated for the Future Awards Africa Prize for New Media in 2013, I thought, this should be a real career. So I made it a thing. I wasn't even based in Lagos at the time. I was based in Benin City. Mm-hmm. So the very next year, I moved to Lagos, and the hustle started in earnest.
So you've been doing this now 2 years or 2.5 years?
Since 2013.
Okay, so that's 5 years. All right, so Smart B Camp, what is it about, really? Like, you said you have 80,000 entrepreneurs signed up. Yeah. I mean, doing what?
98,000.
98,000, that's almost 100,000. Yes. So what do you do with all these guys? You signed up to what exactly? Yes.
So at first, it was me just teaching what I knew how to do, which was online marketing. Mm-hmm. But people began to ask other questions like, how do I register my business? How do I get legal help for my business? How do I get started in the business of real estate? Mm-hmm. And so I thought, in order to provide a richer experience, I need to bring people on who are experts in all these fields. So I began to bring people who are experts in health, in real estate, in media, in new media, in investing and finance. I brought them on to share their expertise. And so they are always sharing. And so it's not always just Q&A. People do ask questions, but it's mostly people just sharing their articles there, and people are commenting and engaging and asking questions. And so it's basically a knowledge network. I like to see it that way sometimes.
So you basically cater for a lot of entrepreneurs.
Yes.
So over the years, or I mean, since you've been doing this, is there any common theme or a common thread in terms of some of the things that really, really worry, some of the things that bother entrepreneurs a lot, especially a lot of the young ones? Is there something that you've seen that you said, look, this has been a common theme over the last few years?
Well, one thing that I would say is that most people caught the entrepreneurship bug the wrong way. So there's this wave of, you know, be your own boss, fire your boss, fire your landlord, fire your parents, fire everybody. You know, so everybody's firing. And while I like the drive of entrepreneurship and everything, I'm one. Mm-hmm. I did a series of my Insta stories, recently that, you know, shocked some people some way. Because me, for one of my major, one of the things that people know me for is that I never had a job. I've never had a job. Mm-hmm. So people see it as aspirational sometimes, like, okay, you've never had a boss. But, you know, I ran some series of mental stories that, look, if I were to do this all over again, I would have gotten a job. So why tell us to get a job if you never got a job? And I told them, because I didn't know any better. So be better than me. That's what I basically said. So most people are just...
So why would you have wanted a boss?
Yes, I really, if I knew then what I know now, I would have just got a job, because a lot of us entrepreneurs, we learned what we know now the hard way, okay, on the streets. You know, there are many entrepreneurs who don't know how to write a formal letter, who don't know how to communicate formally, you don't know how to communicate your ideas in the way a corporate setting would appreciate. You have issues with time management. These are things that you are forced to learn in a work environment. Dressing. So there's a lot of, even the etiquette, how do I address people?
Your knowledge is wasted.
Yes, you know, how do I get along with people who I don't necessarily like? You know, you learn these things by force in the work environment. And so you start as an entrepreneur, you don't have these skills, and you're burning bridges all over the place, learning from hard experience. And, you know, a journey of, say, 2 years takes you 6 years. That's not a very good testimony.
I know. All right, so you've had this now for like 5 years.
Yes.
Do you have partners, or is it just you and then you have employees? I mean, how do you run this business?
We run a tight ship, really. It's very small. It's just me and two other people working with me on it. And because it's mostly online, it's pretty easy to run. Very few moving parts. So it's just me and a couple of other people.
And we're talking outside. You said you don't have, because I asked you, so where's your office? You're like, online.
It's on the online.
So, like, you know, like, a lot of businesses run online these days. Is it really sustainable? Can you actually run a business online, like, you know, without having any physical office and everybody's just working from home, and then you can actually be productive?
Yes, indeed. And that's the beauty of the new economy. Using the internet, I like to define or describe the internet as a new country. And when you're entering a new country, sometimes you have to learn the culture, you have to learn the language, you have to learn the customs. Mm-hmm. And that's how the internet is. The internet is this new place where you can build anything, but you've got to learn the language. You've got to learn what works there. If you are going to do a radio station, for example, on the internet, there's a different kind of language you would have to learn as regards to technologies that you would need. If you want to hold an event that we normally hold on land, how would I hold such an event on the internet? The language is different, the technologies are different. Yeah. So you can build a business, you can build an empire, build a personal brand, build a school, build shopping malls. Anything you want to do is available on the internet. You just have to learn the right technologies.
But I mean, I want to believe that at some point, though, you know, as your business grows and as the skills, you gotta need to get an office at the end of it. I mean, is it gonna be all, are you gonna have, say you decide you wanna have like 30 employees, or you grow to 30, 50 employees, can they all work online?
There are use cases where, you know, you need to have an office, but right now we have people who work for us that we've never seen in person. I mean, we hold regular meetings on the technologies. We have Zoom, we have Skype, we hold regular meetings. We have software that help people collaborate, and so we hardly have to see people in person. The person who works with me the most closely on my Facebook community, I haven't seen him in 6 months. He lives in one far-flung area of Lagos.
So how do you cope with internet related issues?
That is a very good question. You know, this is Nigeria. Internet is still a bit one kind.
But not a bit.
Things are getting better.
Yeah.
We have come a long way from 19. When did we have GSM newly? Was it
2001.
We've come a really long way. And we have a lot of providers now that are bringing really creative offerings to the marketplace. The first thing I always do as an internet entrepreneur, I look like a madman when I'm moving into a house. You know, I go into the new house with the agents and
you just turn on your
and the guy's like, so what are you doing? I'm looking for network. If there's no network here, I'm not moving in. Because that's, you know, so data connectivity is based on your location.
Your location as well.
So you have to just check which one works where I am. There's always one that works where you are. We have a lot of providers now, especially if you live in Lagos.
Especially
if you live in Lagos.
All right, so let's dive into the, you know, Smart Bino, and let's look at the business of Smart Bino.
Okay.
I mean, and if it's a business, then on this show we believe that it's making money, or should be making money, right? So you have 98,000 people on your website, you know, on your community. So it's almost like a forum. And that's a whole lot of engagement. So how do you monetize that? Do they pay to be on your website, or are they subscribe? I mean, what how do you guys make money out of this?
Okay, so something I would like to call the business of influence.
Okay.
Right. So it's about building a community of people who are passionate about your message. So people have this question a lot. I have a passion for health. I have a passion for finance. I have a passion for law. I have a passion for businesses. How do I get people to know about this passion, and how do I build a tribe, a community around this message? And so we have multiple platforms. The platform that I chose was a Facebook group. So Smart Bino Camp is basically a Facebook group.
Okay.
You get on Facebook, you search it, you find it, you can join, the admins accept you, and you are plunged into this world of so much information. So we give out free information, we teach entrepreneurs, we put out free lessons, and then from time to time, we launch digital products. Once in a while, we do physical events where people pay to attend, but most of the time, we monetize mostly using digital products. And we're having a short conversation out there about digital products. We have 98,000 members. Only about 30 to 40,000 of them are based in Lagos. So when we hold our events, we have people in Enugu, in Port Harcourt, we have people up north, people in the Middle Belt, people in Ibadan, in Ogun State, asking, what about us? Are we going to have to travel? But when with our digital products, people from all over Nigeria, we even have people from the diaspora who pay for our courses.
Interesting.
So it solves the problem. So you don't have to travel, you don't have to be there in person. You can just access the self-paced lessons on our online school and you're good to go. So all these technologies abound. So that's how we monetize online courses.
I mean, like, the interesting thing was when we were talking just out there, you gave me an example of people who do, because I was like, online courses, does it really work? You know, like, you know, I've had a few training physical one, and it's difficult. You need to pay for hall, you need to get people to come, and then you need to get food. And he was like, look, let them eat in their homes, like, they sit in the comfort of their house and do that. I'm like, but how much can you make? And then he says, well, there's somebody who makes as much as 3 million a session. So how do you, so someone is out there listening, like, oh, you have a knowledge base, right? You have a lot of things. Say Bukola, for example. So she's on radio. She probably has knowledge about, you know, setting up radio, maybe anything really that she has a passion for, she wants to teach. So how do you go about doing that and monetizing it? Because there's a lot of people out there,
a live case study.
Yeah, so a lot of people out there who have so 9-to-5 jobs, you know, but they are very experienced. It could even be a HR practitioner, rather.
I love
so yeah, yeah, and then, you know, good, but then he's got a lot of knowledge that he can impact. But he's like, how can I impact this knowledge? So, and you're saying that you can do this online.
Yes.
Right? Yes. And he's like, really, how do I monetize?
Okay. So I love people in 9-to-5s because they are walking libraries. You know, you've had all this working experience for years, and there's so much, you know, that a young school leaver would be dying to know, or someone who wants to switch career. There's so many people who want to know what you know. So first things first is, okay, this is your message. You've decided on what your message is, what your value to the marketplace is. Next thing is, you have to decide on what platform you want to build an audience on.
When you say platform, what do you mean?
So we have platforms like, we have Instagram, we have Facebook, and even Facebook is even broken down into, are you building them on your Facebook profile, on your Facebook page, or on your Facebook group? You know, I like to recommend a Facebook group if you're doing Facebook.
Okay.
There's also another platform called Messenger Bots, owned by Facebook. This is a situation whereby brands can send broadcast messages to individuals through Facebook Messenger. it's been around for a while, but very few brands are really leveraging it. We are leveraging that heavily. And so it also contributes to our influence. And then there is email. You know, we say the email inbox, the inbox is the best social network. So are you going to build an email list? So you decide on what the relevant platforms are. I like to recommend, if you're starting, email list number one. You can start on all of them, but if you're on a tight budget as regards money and time, email list first. So you're going to think, okay, so how do I get people to know me? You know, I'm a stranger to all these people. How do I get them to know me at the beginning? And so we have this term called a funnel. So a funnel is getting, it's a technology that helps you get people who don't know you to begin to know you, get dialed into your offerings, and start patronizing you. And so you have to build what we call all these squeeze pages. So you go online and you see people say, to get this free ebook, enter your name and your email somewhere. I'm sure everyone has encountered that. You build that for yourself, okay? There are tools on the internet that help to kind of build this thing in less than 5 minutes. All right, one of the tools is, I don't know, okay, maybe we're not allowed to talk about brands here, but there are many tools that help us build such landing pages. Okay. So you build one, we put out what we call a lead magnet, first of all. So for example, let's say Narrametrics, and people want to learn about investing. So just prepare 10 things every Nigerian should know, or the intelligent Nigerian investor. That you can just name a small ebook that. And you just list out maybe like 5 pages. To get this free ebook, enter your name and email here. And then you tell people to go to narrametrics.com/free ebook. They go there, they put your names and their emails. And then every email list software has what we call an autoresponder. It's a technology that automatically responds on your behalf.
And so this is basically how to build a very good email list.
And it will engage them on your behalf for like a period of 5 to 10 days. Right? I'm sure the first time I got an email saying, "Hello, John," I was so happy. I thought, like, wow, they know my name. You know, no, they don't know your name. It's an autoresponder. That's what it does. You know, and so for the period of 5 to 10 days, it sends them emails. And over time, they become indoctrinated. They know, like, and trust you because they're getting so much value. And then you can pitch them products, whether it's physical events, digital products, consulting sessions, coaching classes. They're going to be ready to pay.
All right, so we're going to go on a short break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about pitching that product and how you can charge, because we want to, like, how much do I charge? Is it 1,000, 5,000, 10, 20?
Awesome.
All right, stay with us. It's Classic FM 97.3. And that is for a fact. We can work it out. You can work from your home and make money. That is what we are learning this morning. So tell us more.
So, I mean, like, there's nothing like when you, you know, you don't need to have an office. You're just in your house,
chilling,
your computer, and then the money is just rolling in.
Like, but you need discipline, though. You don't go back and forth.
It takes a lot. No, but if so far it's money you're making, that discipline will come by force. So John, Lagos, if you're just tuning in, this is Business Half Hour on Classic 97.3 FM. And we've been talking to John Obidi. He is the founder. Did you call yourself CEO?
And your founder is fine.
All right. Founder of Smart B Camp. He's an entrepreneur, and he basically coaches entrepreneurs around Lagos. You know, whatever it is you need about entrepreneurship, he helps you out. So he's also here to tell us how to make money from, you know, online, like internet business. So before we went on break, we were talking about how you can, you know, start to build your own products and email list and followers and all of that. So in terms of monetization, so let's assume that I want to have so some of the things that you do, so you have training sessions or webinars, that's what they call it, right? So there's a lot of webinars out there and people that you broadcast to. How do they pay? Do they pay you monthly, or is it by per broadcast? Or, I mean, how do you make money out of this?
Okay, so my webinars and podcasts are free, but I use them to sell higher end packages. So I'm like, what we're doing right here is what qualifies on every average podcast. We're just giving you a primer into the topic of online marketing and building your personal brand and monetizing it. But you probably would ask deeper questions like, okay, what software do I need to use? How much money do I need to spend on Facebook ads and so on and so forth? So
that's where you monetize.
That's what I pitch. You can pay for the like 4-hour class that covers everything in depth, full length videos on demand. So it's not live, but you can just pay and you can, at your own page, you can access the lessons. And that's it. So it's a win for me, because it's like making money out of thin air. I just create the value once, and it's just replicated over and over. I remember what Bill Gates said some time ago about Microsoft Windows back then. He said that creating good software is like minting money, because once you create one, you don't need to go through the same amount of effort you did to create a second copy. Just Control C, Control V, copy paste, copy paste, copy paste. So,
and then you just keep monetizing.
Just keep monetizing it. And so with the internet, it sets that even on fire, puts it on steroids, because so many more people can do it. Take, for example, I wanted to do a live training. How hard will I have to work to train 1,000 people? Very hard. How hard will I have to work to train 1,000 people on the internet? Not very hard. You just do the recording once and they just access it. As many people, 100,000, 1 million people, there's no limit to that.
And these things are basically timeless as well. Of these things. So people can always come in at any point in time.
Exactly.
So how do you charge? Like, so in Nigeria, is there like, for webinars, is there like a fixed amount of money you charge, or do you charge, you know, it depends on the kind of the quality of the of the podcast. Is there if you charge 20,000, are people out there willing to pay that kind of amount?
Yes. You know, I have programs on for 50,000. I have for 100,000.
50,000 times 1,000 first. I have to do this calculation. That is some money, man.
Did you read Rich comics? Rich.
Yes. Like that.
You know the dollar sign.
Yeah.
In his eye.
That is on my head. That's what's on my head right now. That's some cool
dough. It's not just me. I mean, I told you about some people, you know, my friends who are also doing the same thing, have built communities around their passion, and they're really making good money. And the people who they are selling these courses to are also getting great value.
You talked about somebody who makes as much as 2.5 million on Instagram on just on training.
That's conservatively, you know.
Wow.
But she makes about, you know, four million upwards per live training or per webinar, you know. So, but she has a lot of followers and so on. So there are other people who are monetizing in different ways. So whether if you want to do the webinar model, if you want to sell an audio program, you want to sell a video course, whatever it's you want to sell, there's there are technologies there that can help you create all these products for next to nothing, honestly.
Yeah. Interesting.
So depending on the value you bring to the marketplace, you can price accordingly.
So the incredible thing is so for people, a lot of people who are actually at home and maybe don't have jobs and all, but have some kind of talent, you know, especially talent that creative talent. Yeah. These are some of the things that they can leverage on and at least make money. Because I mean, like, if you're charging 20,000 naira for even 100 people, that's a substantial amount of money to take
it
care of you for a month. And like you said, it's something you just create once and then you just leave it and then it starts to create itself. So social media, you know, for a lot of businesses, you leverage on social media a lot to make a lot of money, either by selling products or maybe even marketing their own product. So for you, you know, in the business of the internet, how do you think businesses can maybe, especially a lot of entrepreneurs who are probably listening on this show, or even, you know, regular 9-to-5 guys on their way to work, how do you think they can leverage on social marketing? Because you talk a lot about digital marketing.
Yes.
Break that down, and then how can you actually use that to make a lot of money?
Okay, first thing first, one thing that you have to take away from this aspect of this broadcast is that Facebook is the internet.
Okay. Wow. I thought it was Instagram.
No, Facebook now owns Instagram.
Okay, anyway, it's true.
You know, so for the purpose of this aspect, Facebook is the internet.
Wow.
So the people who say, oh, I'm not a Facebook person, for the sake of your business, you better become a Facebook person. Facebook is the internet. And not just for the sake of being a social network, for the purpose of that product called Facebook advertising. Every entrepreneur should learn how to create Facebook ads. Gone are the days when we left this to the digital marketers.
But Facebook ad is revenue for Facebook, not for you, is it?
Yeah, it's a win-win. It makes money we pay Facebook for ads, but it gives you reach.
Oh, okay.
Without Facebook ads, nobody would know me in Nigeria.
I see.
You know, back when I was nobody in, you know, in one corner of Benin City, and I was even a Lagos boy, but I was somewhere in Benin City. I figured out Facebook ads, and I began to create Facebook ads and target them to people based in Lagos. So Lagos people thought I wasn't a Lagos boy, but I wasn't a Lagos boy. I hadn't been to Lagos. But it's so specific. You can target men aged this to that based in this particular city.
Yeah.
So you can even target based on what kind of work they do.
Interesting.
So you can get people who really need your product and service to see you and then pull them into your product, into your movement, into your audience.
Interesting.
And so that's the number one thing, Facebook ads. You got to learn Facebook ads. And now you can run a Facebook ad and it also show on Instagram. Before the merger, the acquisition,
they were separate.
were separate, but now I can just run a Facebook ad, and it also shows on Instagram. So first thing first, everybody has to learn how to create a Facebook ad. It's not as expensive as people think it is. Learn to create a Facebook ad and let people see you. People are just hustling unnecessarily, suffering unnecessarily in obscurity. But with a little money, just play around. Just get 5,000 naira that
they and play not, around with some ads
they are not using. Put it out there, and then you will start to see instant traction on your messaging. Whether you are trying to make sales, Facebook just has a few like terms and conditions. Like there are certain things you can't promote, like
yeah.
when it has to do with gambling, drugs, but almost anything that we do, our
can basically sell.
And build an audience around.
Interesting stuff. So John, like 5 years from now, like you know, if we run into you, you know, where do you think you'll be? I mean, your business wise, are you looking at, you know, increasing your headcount to 1,000 people, spreading the knowledge of the internet?
Okay, well,
or I mean, like, where do you see yourself 5 years from now? Really? Are you going to be a kind of academic kind of person, or, or like you got to have some kind of aspirations?
Well, the thing is that, you know, the internet, in this internet age, things move really quickly. So I can have an imagination of where I'll be in 5 years, and something just comes into the fray and switches it all up, you know. But I want people to think of Head Start Africa and think knowledge. So it should be some kind of finishing school for the Nigerian or African entrepreneur. So you know a little bit about business, you want to get really grounded, you want to get resource people, you want to get in touch with mentors and coaches, come on to Head Start Africa, and you know, we'll give you the head start, literally.
All right, cool. So in case people want to reach you, because I'm sure that people listening are like, okay, so how can I get in touch with this dude?
Yes.
How can they reach you?
All right. First off, you can join my Facebook community. It's a Facebook group. So go to Facebook and search Head Start Africa. That's how you can join the community. We're about 98,000 people there, so we're not really that hard to find. You want to reach me personally, follow me on Instagram at John Obidi. You can also send me an email, and that is john@smartbcamp.com. SMART, smart, B for business, and camp for camp meeting. john@smartbcamp.com.
All right, Lagos, you heard that. So you can get me to at Naira Metrics. Bukola. I mean, like, I like the way you really, really spell. Very good. Digital marketer. Interested. So Bukola, that's our show for this week. Of course, Lagos, a podcast version of this will be up on nairametrics.com tomorrow. You can listen. You got a question?
What's this payoff line?
Yeah, what's your payoff line? Oh, I didn't tell you that. So at the end of the show, we like to have like a payoff line. So you usually have something that you probably, a word or a phrase,
like a mantra,
quote.
Yeah,
a mantra or something.
Like
it. So what's yours?
Use what you have, for what you have is plenty.
Oh, interesting. Use what you have, for what you have is plenty. Lagos, that's our show for this week.
Mm.
We'll take that to the bank. Enjoy the rest of your day.